This is Dairy Rewind, a look back at what happened this week in the dairy industry. Monday.
I think we've seen in recent months farmers reducing slaughter rates on a weekly basis, which told us that the milk cow herd size was going to climb sharply into the coming months, which we certainly saw. I think looking forward, this is a bit concerning. October or November are usually the lowest producing milk months of the year, but we will rise seasonally through the spring flush and could see an extremely burdensome and bearish amount of milk produced in most regions of this country by the spring, which could possibly mean higher milk dumping and product pushed into inventories that would limit price upside throughout 2021. There's certainly hope that we can maintain decent exports as long as Asian demand for non-fat dry milk persists and if Mexico steps back into the market for cheese and powder. But overall, strong milk production is not a good sign for a substantial price recovery across most dairy products into the next several months.
Thank you, Lucas. Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence for High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Tuesday.
Kate Barnes with the National Farm Medicine Center with the Marshfield Clinic Research Institute in Wisconsin shares her thoughts about the spread of the coronavirus.
And I hear this a lot. So if my child is exposed to the farm environment and has this great immune system, they're much less likely or not going to get COVID, right? This really isn't the case. I'm sorry to tell you. Children are often referred to as, quote, silent spreaders. And what this means is that they can have the virus, they can shed the virus to other people and transmit it, but they often will have little to no symptoms. We don't fully understand why this is, but children are a key mechanism that COVID can move through our communities.
She says as the virus spreads, men appear to be getting worse symptoms than women.
We don't fully understand why it is. It's not a classic man flu kind of thing. That's not what it is. They're legitimately having more severe symptoms. And what's worth remembering is this virus is driven by the need to find a new host and replicate and keep itself alive as a species. It doesn't care how many times you've masked before or you plan to mask in the future. If it has an opportunity to infect someone else and keep itself alive a little bit longer, it will do that.
Wednesday.
Yeah, what comes first, the pen or the ventilation? Well, obviously, it sounds like the penning.
Yeah, it's just best to pick your feeding style, pick the penning that will work with that feeding style, and then build your ventilation around the penning that you chose, that's for sure. And, you know, some of the simplest penning that I've ever seen work, one of my favorite barns I can think of, a producer in Minnesota, just has a wide-open machine shed, and he just takes lengths of cattle panel, ties them in a circle, and beds them very, very heavily. And it's great. I mean, the cattle panel provides really easy airflow in and out of the calf pen. He does spatially have to separate them farther apart so the calves can't touch. So from a footprint standpoint, those little makeshift cattle panel pens take up a lot more space than if you were to just make a roll of plastic 4x4x7 pens. But still, really easy air quality in the barn, and he's been very successful with that approach.
Thursday.
The deadline, again, for both the dairy margin coverage program, sign up for coverage next year, as well as if you haven't signed up yet for the CFAP round two. It's both days are December 11th. And then we'll see what Congress decides to do, if there's any additional stimulus money that will be passed in this lame duck session of Congress. Right now, it does not look like that will be the case. They're still trying to pass the annual budget for fiscal year 2021, which started on October 1st. And so that is the main focus right now.
Chris Galen is the Senior Vice President of Membership Services and Strategic Initiatives with the National Milk Producers Federation.
Friday.
The signal is protein. We are almost going to pay you three times more for a pound of protein than a pound of fat. And so I think that'll continue as our consumers continue to buy cheese, especially mozzarella cheese here. And the world wants animal protein as well. You might ask, well, where does this milk protein come from? Well, it comes from amino acids, and there are two major sources of amino acids, microbial amino acids, and they produce about two-thirds of the amino acid, RUP, rumen undegraded protein, that provides the other third of it, and that'll come from feedstuffs as heat-treated soybeans, blood meal, and products like that. Finally, the third one is what should we do, farmers, and that is you must run a rumen model predictor, and it will calculate metabolizable protein. That'll tell you what your amino acid load and opportunity is going to be for your dairy cows.
And that's Dr. Mike Hutchins. To listen to more, go to dairyradio.com.
Dairy Rewind.